Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Mark Chandler. He is a managing partner at Bannockburn Global Forex, also writes the Mark II Market blog. I will post a link below this interview to that blog. Now, Mark, it was a wild week this week for trading, especially in the commodity complex, but also in the currency markets, and again, all around kind of that Fed meeting and statement, which really didn't say much, but said enough clearly to spike some more volatility here. In a broad sense, Mark, what caught your eye in terms of the moves this week? What's most noteworthy to you?
Well, to me, it's the magnitude of the moves. And it, I think to your point about the volatility, usually, even though, you know, we know that the markets are not normally distributed, which means that a lot of the technical quantify tools that we use are not necessarily just sort of a close approximation. The Bollinger Bands are set at two standard deviations away from the 20-day moving average. Many of the currency pairs are trading around three standard deviations away from the 20-day moving average. So the first thing that caught my eye really is the magnitude of the move. And the second thing in the currency market, but the second thing that caught my eye is what the markets are doing to the interest rate expectations. I'm looking at the December 2022 Eurodollar futures contract. That's pricing in now. It's at about 53.5 basis points. The spot is about 13 basis points. So we're looking at roughly 40 basis points of tightening by the end of next year. So that seems to me to be 25 basis points. That's one hike. Market says it's a done deal. And it's about 60% towards the second hike. So for me, then, the dollar, the short end of the U.S. curve, and the third thing that caught my eye was the incredible move we've seen in commodities, not just the industrial metals like platinum and nickel, or precious metals like gold, which really got clobbered this week, but also the ads. Soy is basically flat for the year. Corn, canola were down, limit down yesterday in the futures market, and you've seen some more weakness in lumber, live hogs. So across the agricultural sector, you've also seen a big adjustment to prices.
So Mark, is this part of maybe a pullback in the inflation trade then because of some of these moves we're seeing, or is it just volatility and traders got a little too far ahead of themselves in some of these sectors?
Well, you made a good point because if you think that the Federal Reserve, and that I think is where the market's at right now, the Fed says we're going to target the average rate of inflation. And so a couple months into rising inflation, we have only had a couple of prints above the Fed's 2% target, and now people think the Fed is getting cold feet and is going to be raising rates sooner. It's giving up maybe on this average rate of inflation. If it's tightening early, that might help explain why we had a big curve flattening trade yesterday. Curve flattening bullishly, so interest rates are falling and the curve is flattening. And which means that the long end is rallying in price more than the short end. And that would be consistent with the idea that the Fed is going to kill the economy by raising rates too early and squash out the early signs of inflation. You know, when we talked recently, we've talked about how the Fed is behind the curve. And now the Fed maybe jumped in front of the curve and now gets people nervous.
You think it's that extreme, Mark? That little bit of a move moving forward, maybe guarantee or saying that maybe two hikes coming in the next year plus is getting ahead of the curve?
Well, I think that the market's doing this. And I think that what we had at the FOMC meeting was that for next year in March, four Fed officials said they'd likely have to hike rates next year. Four said that. This time, seven did. The market's pricing in, like I say, more than one hike, even though it's a minority view at the Fed. At the same time, for 2023, last time in March, seven Fed officials thought a hike would be necessary in 2023, and now 13 do, which pushes the median towards two hikes in 2023. I think the market's getting way ahead of itself here. I think it has a lot to do with market positioning, the triple witching happening today, and the approaching month end and half year end. And so I think all these factors are exaggerating the moves, and I think that's why it's creating, for people who've been looking for a pullback in the foreign currencies to buy, or thinking that some of the commodities have gone too far, you've got a good pullback here that is going beyond what one might expect in the short run. That's how big the move has been. I've personally taken advantage of this by, for the first time this year, getting short the U.S. dollar.
Let's talk about that trade, Mark, because I know, in all fairness, you have been on the show, and I believe a longer-term dollar bear, but you do understand the little swings that we have here for the dollar. The dollar, if you look at the chart just for this year, put in a low at pretty much the very beginning of the year, and then another low that was slightly higher just last month. This isn't setting up technically in your eyes as a bit more room to run on the upside for the dollar?
Yeah, it would look like it, huh? I mean, just given this magnitude of the move, given that even since the dollar index made its peak at the end of March, we've now retraced more than 61.8% of that Fibonacci retracement. We are well above the 200-day moving average. But I think the market is getting way ahead of itself. And so what I expect to see in the next over the next week, remember, around the Federal Reserve meeting, there's a silence period. Fed officials don't talk. Next week, I would imagine we'll see more Fed officials talk. And the people who I want to watch are the Board of Governors. There were five Fed officials who still said that they don't see a hike appropriate before the end of 2023. And I suspect that those five officials are the Fed's leadership at the Board of Governors. I think the Fed is probably surprised by how dramatic the markets reacted. Even at the short end of the curve, the Fed says we might talk about tapering soon, and the market's pricing in a rate hike. I'm thinking that next week, what we're going to have is the Federal Reserve is going to push back against this expectation that the market seems to have priced in so aggressively about rate hikes. Powell, I thought, was pretty clear about it at the press conference, making it clear that what's on the agenda is removing the foot from the accelerator to slow down the bond purchases. That's what they're debating about. They're not talking about, no one, he says, is talking about a rate hike. And yet the market's pushed into it. And so I suspect the Federal Reserve, and here, not all Fed officials are equal in the sense that the regional presidents tend to be more volatile in their views and perhaps less committed to the average rate inflation target. So I look for the Board of Governors to push back against what the market's done this week. And I think that's why I look for the dollar to pull back. Like I say, it's more than three standard deviations from the 20-day moving average. So the rubber band is stretched very far. And even if it's not a move back down to the lows, I think we do get a dollar pullback.
So Mark, taking away all the other data and market moves prior to this week, and really the fact of the matter that the Fed didn't say all that much. They moved some dot plots, but quite frankly, they were a year plus out. So taking that into account, clearly their words still move the market. Is the Fed still the main driver of the markets here? As crazy as that may be, even though they're not doing anything different, seems that they still have the best power, the most power to move markets.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I think there's a lot to reaction to the Fed, the dot plots, the idea. And I think this is why the Fed has been so careful about talking about tapering, because once they begin talking about tapering, the market will begin pricing in a hike because we know that there's a gap. So there's going to be a gap from when they begin the tapering, when they finish it, to the first rate hike. But at the same time, I think in some ways, the Fed pushed on an open door. Today, this week, was not the first week that the dollar rose. The dollar has been rising 3 or 4 weeks against all the major currencies. Remember, like, think about dollar Canada. We were stuck. We were holding above 120. We kept on testing it. And the U.S. dollar has been rising against Canadian dollar very small the last several weeks. And the same thing through all the other major currencies. The dollar is, so for me, that's another reason why I feel comfortable trying to sell the dollar here, is that the dollar correction is already very mature, several weeks old. And when you look at the momentum indicators like the slow stochastics or the MACDs, we're overextended. And that's the important thing, is to your point about how much of this is the Fed. Well, I think the move began before the Fed, perhaps partly in anticipation of it, but partly just pure technicals. That 120 level in dollar Canada was holding like a rock. 123 was holding in the euro. 78 cents in the Aussie. So the dollar had tested these important technical levels. They weren't giving way. And I think this left the market vulnerable to this big short squeeze.
So, Mark, what about those U.S. equity markets, though? It's kind of impressive, barring today. Today, they're selling off a bit more. But overall, the markets withstood a lot of the selling pressure that crept into commodities and a lot of other sectors. The markets, again, kind of strong on the back of all that selling, even though they're moving down today. Do you think today is just the start of a bigger correction?
I don't know. I mean, the NASDAQ 100, so not the all, the whole NASDAQ, but the NASDAQ 100 made record highs yesterday. I don't know. To be able to find something, you got to know what you're looking for. And what I'm looking for is a rotation. We've talked about this over the last couple of years. When is the market going to go for value instead of growth? When are they going to shift? And perhaps that's what we're seeing. Maybe early signs of an attempt for this rotation.
Mark, what about the gold price too? Because gold took it on the chin. Gold's down, about $100 just this week, and about almost $150 actually from its recent high around 1920. This has all come very quickly after a pretty short recovery there. What's your outlook for gold then in this whole environment?
Yeah, so I'm thinking that, gold is the same kind of story as we've seen in the currencies, is that gold has moved too far too fast, as far as like these sort of like quantifiable measures. So I'm concerned, but especially given that the long-term interest rates aren't rising in the U.S. In fact, this week, despite what the Fed has done, the U.S. interest rate differentials, say compared to Germany, other countries in Europe, have really moved against the U.S. I think that gold began triggering on itself. Like I was saying, in the currencies, we ran into support for the U.S. dollar. In gold, we were really struggling to hold above 1900 and a lot of sale longs there. And so I think this is just a big position clearing. I'm looking for some sign in gold, whether it's a one-day reversal pattern, whether it's divergences with the momentum indicators. I'm looking for some sign that gold is close to a bottom here.
Now, what's that sign going to be? What are you watching for? What signifies where gold's at a bottom? Because it's interesting. Throughout this week, I've talked with a lot of generalists, and a lot of them are on the same page as you. Some are even starting to take positions at or around those lows in the last couple days. What signifies to you a bottom here in a turn?
Yeah, so I think we've gone too far already. So what I'm looking for is something like a one-day reversal pattern where we make a new low and then close on the highs. But even today, though, like yesterday, selling off and with like trading late in the day at its lows. So I think that I'm going to look for a reversal pattern, but that might not come until closer to maybe even below 1750. And we're going out today around 1772 or so in the cash market.
Mark, one more question then. In terms of next week, even though we talk so much about how maybe data doesn't matter that much and it's all about the Fed, what are you watching next week? What do you think needs to be noted by investors?
Sure. So like for me, there's three big things in my sort of my diary. One is the Bank of England meets. It's kind of important because they tapered at the last meeting. That is, they slowed down their bond buying. Recently, we've had inflation above their medium-term target of 2%. On the other hand, the UK economy, the full recovery, the full opening up, I should say, was due this weekend, and it's been postponed. So it's really a question, if the Bank of England takes another step on its tapering, I think that'll give sterling some support. The second big thing that a lot of the major countries will see is the preliminary June PMIs. These purchasing managers' indexes should show that the solid growth, perhaps not accelerating, but very solid growth in Europe and the U.S. And third thing I'm going to watch for is, I mentioned before, is follow those Fed officials. Around the Fed meetings is a quiet period. That quiet period has ended, and we should see the Fed officials begin talking more, and I'd be watching the Board of Governors. Any of the Board of Governors that speak, I think, is that's really where the big picture leadership is.
Okay. Mark, great chatting with you. As I mentioned, I will post a link to your blog, Mark2Market, and we will chat again next week. Thanks for the recap here, Mark. Very interesting week, and we all kind of expected maybe a little bit of fireworks on the back of the Fed meeting and statement, but after, again, they didn't say all that much, boy, oh boy, did we ever get some serious moves, especially in commodities and currencies, too. Mark, thanks for your time, buddy. Have a great weekend.
Good luck, everybody.